Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Carlos bringing us back, Mr. Santana. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career, and that's just one of your books, isn't it, Bob?
It is. I have several e-books out there as well, Jim.
So check that out. What, they can find you at what website?
At thefusionfactor.com.
TheFusionFactor.com. So check that out and find all the great things that Bob's doing. Bob, one of the things that's really increasingly front and center for more and more businesses, especially small, including small businesses, and that's the availability of millennials. Let's just say, for the most part, people in their 20s, some early 30s, but mostly in their 20s, many of them right out of college, right out of high school, you know, in their 20s or so, and they're tens of millions of them, and they're looking for a job, aren't they?
They are. And if you look at the numbers, Jim, the percentage of the population in the United States, of the workforce population, of millennials, is just getting ready to pass the percentage of baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
So the millennials are getting to be slightly bigger than the number of baby boomers. And let's look at what's happening.
And they are, as a generation, they are about 8 million more than we are.
Right. And the boomers have stayed in the workforce longer because of the downturn in the economy. Those that thought they were going to retire at 65 are pushing it off.
That's part of it. But also, I think boomers are more likely to want to work longer than our parents did, too.
I agree, and they're healthier. But
I
now,
am. I mean, I'm not planning on retiring. I'm a baby boomer.
I turned 62 last week, Jim, and I've got another 10 years.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
But that's going to come due, because even that guy that says, I've got another 10 years, there is a point where small businesses have to prepare, and they have to be bringing in some younger talent as backfills for the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of information out there on millennials, and some of it's good and some of it's, you know, myth. Here's what I say. These people are no different than all the other generations in one way. They want a good place to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want, and by the way, what they've seen from their peers, they've seen their peers and their parents getting their jobs cut over the last 10 years. And they're starting to say, they're now starting to say a different thing to me than they were saying 5 years ago. They're saying, we want a stable workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We want somewhere, and I wasn't hearing that 5 years ago.
Are you saying, well, 5 years ago, we were expecting them to move on every couple of years.
That's right.
Are you saying that's different now?
I'm saying that the ones that I'm talking about, this is still anecdotal.
Right.
Because it's only the 50 or 70 people I've worked with for the last couple of years, but they're starting to say to me, hey, you know what, I'm looking for stability, and I'm starting to ask questions. Is that company growing? Is there going to be revenue coming in? Before it was just about what's in it for me.
I always was suspect of that prediction that they would have, that they move on every couple of years, because that hasn't always been my experience. In some cases it has been, but the problem I had with that notion was, how do you make sure someone is engaged in their work if they know they're not going to be there for a couple of years?
Well, you got to flip it around the other way. You know, if you make it that they want to be there, that they love the people around them, that the work they're doing is rewarding, they stay longer.
I think what you just said is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that was missing in that projection. It was missing the fact that when people find a home and they like it, and they're treated well, they're paid well, and they can flourish, they stay. They're more likely to stay.
Yeah, and Jim, nowadays the landscape has changed. We used to have a saying at Gillette: at what cost, at what speed, at what quality.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get talent. And think about that when you're recruiting talent. At what speed? How fast do I need to get that in the door? Do I need to hire somebody to help me get in the door, or can I do it myself? And lastly, what does it take to get the best person?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask yourself those questions, just as if you were purchasing capital equipment, you might approach it in a little bit of a different way.
What speed, what cost, what quality? That's a good little exercise for everything, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to think about when you're bringing someone on board, Bob, isn't it? Because most small business owners, we hire too fast and we fire too slow, don't we?
Well, you know what? Lately, I've been having them hire too slow. I've had some of my clients take their time to make a decision and lose good candidates.
Oh yeah, no, you got to be able to pull the trigger. But when I say don't go too fast, what I mean is, you know, make sure you practice the fundamentals of taking the time to find, you know, the person that you want for the next 5 years, not which might be different from the person who just left, right?
Do your homework.
Yeah, do your homework and interview them properly and multiple interviews, maybe do some personality testing. Hey, Bob, great job today as always. Give us that website again, please.
Website is thehireground.com, Jim.
All right, so check that out. And also thefusionfactor.com, right?
That's right.
And the book is called The Higher Ground. That's one of his many books. Bob Kustka, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.